You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I heard Mackey talk about this. Like, they changed who was in charge of their draft last year, and they wind up with Connor Griffin, who now is the number two prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America, and is going to be number one when Roman Anthony officially graduates and he's up with the Red Sox.
So Charrington didn't pick? So what are we saying? Like, they changed the way that they approached the draft and handle it.
So that's what I'm saying is I would just let them handle it the way that they handled the Connor Griffin draft, and I would deal with that aspect of it when I get my next general manager this offseason, you know? Like, you don't need Charrington to be here for the rest of your infrastructure below him to operate the draft. Like, the draft would be fine. I mean, he has something to do with it. He probably has final say-so, but he's not setting the board. It's kind of like Andy Weidel.
Yeah.
So just let that guy do the draft.
Right.
Let that guy do the draft. And maybe you don't make any big-time trades then this season. Like, you don't trade Keller at the deadline. You don't trade Hayes or Reynolds, and they might not do that anyway at the deadline. You wait until the offseason until the next guy comes in. But this idea that they wouldn't be able to function and do with the draft is just insanity to me. I just think that's the easy deflection point. Like, oh, we can't do that now. We need someone to run the draft, do you? Washington's got the first pick. Washington got the first pick coming up, and they got a new GM coming in to do it. Or it'll be whatever their infrastructure is. They have the number one pick.
But I feel like that's easy.
Probably, yeah.
You know, that's easier. If you had like the 17th pick.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, where are we going to go? Like, we need some baseball people in here. We need to figure out what position we want. Do we want an outfielder? Do we want an infielder? Do we want a pitcher? Like, who's the best in this area? But whenever I feel like it's like a top 10 pick, like, I think those guys are already it's kind of set.
I mean, honestly, I'll do it for 80K. Just, I'll read all of the mock drafts.
Right. I mean, you would have picked Dylan Cruz.
I would have picked Dylan Cruz. That's one we don't bring up very often.
Yep.
Man, can you imagine?
I was like, man.
Harry.
Could you imagine
Dylan Cruz is running out there, Wyatt Langford?
I don't want to imagine it.
Oh, man.
And I picked Skeens for the record, just saying.
I was conflicted, but I did one of those things. Like, they'll be fine either way, but I would have taken Cruz because he's an everyday player.
Everyday player, that's what you said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The starting pitchers don't make an impact. Well, Skeens isn't making that much of an impact because his record's losing. So maybe they could have used a bat. I don't know.
Wyatt Langford with a 725 OPS right now, 13 homers. I mean, he'd still be the best.
I know.
He'd be the best hitter on the pie. He'd be O'Neill Cruz. I mean, his numbers are almost identical to O'Neill Cruz without all the steals. He's got 11 steals.
Oh my gosh.
What's our guy Dylan Cruz doing these days?
Oh, my goodness.
I can't spell Dylan. It's Y-L-A-N, right?
Yep.
No, I can't spell Cruz.
C-R-E-W-S.
Oh, we got him. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Even for 80K, they'd have paid me too much because my man Dylan Cruz, who I would have drafted 1-1, seven homers, OPS a 620, on base a 266, and OPS plus a 76. Holy cow. Good defensive player, though. He's got a WAR of 0.5.
Is that him in the minors, or has he played in the majors yet?
He's played in the majors.
He's got 158 at-bats this year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Overall, in his two-year career, he's got a 629 OPS.
Yeah, didn't Skeens pitch against him?
He did.
Yeah.
Harry was asleep for that one.
Yeah, he was knocked out, snoring.
So you've got Dylan Cruz, who is a career 206 hitter. 21% below league average. Could have had him or the guy who's now going to his second consecutive All-Star game, probably going to start that game, and has started better than any pitcher in like the last 150 years.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if Skeens was like pitching for Washington?
I feel like, okay, if Cruz was the pick and Skeens was doing this for Washington, I think Charrington's probably already gone.
Do you think that the people in Washington would still be there?
Man, it's a great question. That really is a good question.
Would Cruz even be up?
Here? Nah, probably not. I keep hearing they're going to fast-track Connor Griffin. I'll believe that when I see it, too.
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.